Well, the piece Rainbow Body is the one that has made it through to the final tonight in London of the Master Prize competition. And having heard the theme, why don't we jump ahead a bit? And Chris, what's happening as we get towards the end of the piece here?
Right. This is kind of the tail end of the kind of turbulent section, in a way. And so you kind of hear a heartbeat, kind of a pulsing background through which a lot of the melodic fragments are still kind of spitting out and kind of weaving themselves there. And then at the end, the theme comes back again. It's entirely this time in kind of a full bore
okay.
way. Yeah.
Robert Spano in the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. My guest is Christopher Theofanidis. This is his piece, Rainbow Body, on Soundcheck. We're speaking with Christopher Theofanidis, the American composer. His piece, Rainbow Body, which we were just hearing some more of, is one of the six pieces that will be played in London tonight at the Barbican Center by the London Symphony Orchestra and conductor Daniel Harding. And at the end of the concert, one of the six composers will be declared the winner of the 2003 Master Prize competition. And again, Chris's piece, one of the six finalists, and there really is nothing else like this for composers, it seems.
Yeah, I think it was a really great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, it creates a lot of excitement around a group of new pieces, and you that doesn't happen any other place. And so I think the mission of the organization really has succeeded in a very short period of time.
Well, it's one of the other things that's interesting is that you really, as we mentioned before, you wrote this piece before the Master Prize competition, before you ever got involved in entering, or had you even known about it by year 2000? It only happened once.
I don't think so. I think at that point I didn't know about it. A friend of mine, Pierre Jalbert, who won it the second Master Prize, actually was the first time I had heard about it, and I thought that sounds like a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it attracted my attention.
So when you wrote this piece, it was simply an orchestral. It was commissioned to write a piece for
right.
Spano in Houston.
Right, exactly.
And it just happened to fit the time and the orchestration parameters, and it happened to be on the more, as we said, the more extroverted
right.
side of the scale. So
exactly, yeah.
Perfect timing for
yeah.
you. So what's next?
Well, I just finished a ballet, actually, with the American Ballet Theater, which was just done this summer on tour in Greece and as part of the ABT's Metropolitan Opera season with Laura Lubavitch, who's a wonderful choreographer. And that piece will be done again in a kind of more modified form at the Met in this year's season there. And hopefully I'll go on tour after that as well. So that's been the big recent project. I'm in development with an opera right now, so I'm hoping that kind of works out. It's those projects take a long time to just get up and running, and when they do, they're great. But it takes a while to get to that stage, and so that's the next thing.
The American Ballet Theater piece, that's an extension musically of Rainbow Body.
That's right. In fact, yeah, the piece is called Artemis, and when I originally showed Lar all this music that I had that he was interested in listening to, he really latched onto the theme of Rainbow Body, and he said, wouldn't it be great if we could use that theme to kind of be the love music of Artemis and Actaeon, who's the principal other protagonist in the ballet, and so
did you tone it down a little bit?
Yeah, kind of. It was a different feeling for most of it, but it was still, pretty high octane. I mean, it was not wasn't that low key. So
okay,
yeah.
Well, Chris, congratulations on making it to the finals. I wish you the best of luck with tonight's final concert over there in London with the 2003 Master Prize competition. Great to finally meet the man behind the music. We've heard a number of your pieces over the years.
Well, thanks, John. Thanks for having me here.
And we'll continue momentarily with Soundcheck.